On a recent slushy Wednesday, I went for a hike with Jennifer Fogel Smith. She's a wildlife photographer in Kodiak. She's been documenting the island's bears for over 20 years, and she has some stories.
This last year, I had a beautiful sub-adult female who was very athletic, was an acrobat, and she had a beautiful, brilliant red salmon. And she picked it up and threw it in the air, and then she caught it, and then she threw it up in the air again and caught it fully extended, and then she played with it for a little while, and then she sauntered down the beach.
She calls moments like that magic, and they're harder to come by in the winter. But this year was special, thanks to an earlier than usual snowfall and frigid November temperatures.
Mixed all together, we had bears that we could see that were actively fishing, and they would be covered in ice. And ice bears are kind of unique and exciting to see.
Larry Van Dale agrees. He was the bear biologist on Kodiak Island for 34 years, and most recently served on the Board of Game. He retired last summer. Van Dale says the last time the ice bears were out was about 4 or 5 years ago.
It's weather dependent, and it's an opportunistic thing as well, because we have a group of bears here on the road system, especially this year, that are real tolerant of people, and they've stayed out longer than usual on the salmon streams because the silver salmon are running real late.
There's over 3,000 bears on Kodiak and the surrounding islands. They're the largest species of brown bear in the world, and they're generally less aggressive than their interior relatives, grizzlies. Van Dale says Kodiak bears don't have to fight over food and territory like other brown bears, thanks to Kodiak's expansive habitat and food sources. That makes them more apathetic to their surroundings. In other words, they're homebodies.
The bears on the north end of the island don't go down to the south end to go fishing. They just use what's basically in their backyard. Basically, the bears live within one or two drainages.
By late November and into early December, they head into their dens for hibernation. But not all of them.
About 30% of the male bear population, they don't den at all.
That's Nate Sabota, the state's area management biologist with Fish and Game.
So there are bears out and about on Kodiak Island year-round, and that's an important thing as a manager to know, and certainly an important thing to know as a resident of the island.
Those bears spend their time foraging and intermittently bedding down under spruce trees. It's kind of like a winter nap schedule. Biologists don't know exactly why some of the bears don't hibernate, but Sabota says it is unique. Running across a Kodiak bear in winter is unlikely, but it can happen.
And if you do, I think it's important to realize that bears this time of year are very slow and lethargic. Their metabolism has slowed down. They're moving very slow. And so they might not respond to people like they would in the summer.
There's been just one bear-related fatality on Kodiak Island in the last 75 years. And the last attack was back in late summer of 2020, when a runner surprised a bear on a trail on Pillar Mountain just above town. Sabota says Fish and Game managers from all over the country call him for advice on how to cut down on interactions between humans and bears. He says locals' respect for bears is key to that relative harmony. Part of that is economic. Visitors fly to Kodiak Island for bear sightseeing tours and trophy hunting trips. But veteran bear biologist Larry Van Dale says there's also a cultural pretext.
The Aleutic people, the Sipsipiak people that were the original stewards of this land, they have a very strong tradition of respecting bear. And I think the other folks that have come over the years have blended in with that strong tradition of respect.
Even in winter, Fogel Smith says she's out every day hiking and looking for tracks. She doesn't always see a bear, but when she does...
It's kind of like the cherry on top or the perfect gift. And when you get to see them out in the snow, and it's usually only for a brief period of time, it just makes your day. It's a special day.
State biologists say the bears should start making their way out of the den in June. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.